Hello and welcome. Today, we're tackling a big one: how to start using DeFi without losing money. After a year stress testing stacks across Base, Ethereum, Arbitrum, and Optimism, measuring swaps, bridge speeds, fees, approvals, and support, here's the headline. You don't need to be a power user to cut 80% of DeFi risk. With the right wallet, a MEV-protected DEX, a reputable bridge, an approvals manager, and, if your balance warrants it, a hardware or multi-sig wallet, you'll avoid most beginner mistakes. Rug pulls, sandwich attacks, bad approvals, and sketchy bridges. Quick heads up, some tools I mention may be affiliate links in the show notes. It costs you nothing extra, and I only recommend what I use. Let's start with three simple stacks. Beginner: Rabi Wallet plus CoSwap plus a CrossBridge. Rabi simulates transactions. CoSwap protects you from a big class of MEV games and gets solid execution. Across is battle-tested. Start on Base or Arbitrum to keep gas tiny. Security first. Ledger Nano X plus Safe Multisig, 2 of 3, plus Revoke Cash. Ledger keeps keys offline. Safe adds spending rules and multiple approvers. And Revoke Cash is monthly hygiene for old approvals. This is my setup for larger balances. Max Guardrails. Rabi Wallet, Guard, optional Nexus Mutual cover on blue chip protocols. Wallet Guard flags phishing and risky sites. Nexus Mutual can offset some smart contract risk. US. Listeners, on-ramp with regulated exchanges like Coinbase, Kraken, or Gemini. Expect ACH clearing in 2 to 5 business days. Weekends can delay USDC minting redemptions. Plan around it. And set up tax tracking now. The IRS treats crypto as property. Every swap can be taxable. Here's a step-by-step plan that mirrors how I test tools. Step 1. Set defenses before moving money. Install Wallet Guard and turn on all warnings. Install Rabi and enable transaction simulation. Most beginner losses are human error, unlimited approvals, phishing, or wrong destinations. Your wallet and browser can catch a lot of that. Step 2. Pick your network. Base and Arbitrum are great and cheap. Fund from a regulated exchange, USDC works well. Always send a small test first, $10 or $20, to confirm address and chain. Step 3. Your first swap. Open CoSwap, connect Rabi, and do a small trade. Set sensible slippage. Watch Rabi's simulation. If balances don't match what you expect, stop. When approving a token, consider approving only what you need, not unlimited. Step 4. Bridging. Use a cross when moving between chains. Double-check the URL, destination chain, and address in Rabi. Start small, confirm receipt, then move the rest. Step 5. Approvals hygiene. Make Revoke Cash a monthly habit. Review token allowances and revoke what you don't need. Pro tip. Gas is often cheapest early Sunday mornings Eastern. Good time for revokes or deploying a safe. Step 6. Level up security as your balance grows. Use a Ledger Nano X. Never type your seed phrase into a website. Write it down or use Metal. Store it securely. Consider a passphrase if you know what you're doing. For active investing or team funds, deploy a safe multisig. 2 of 3 with mixed devices is a good default. On L2s, deploying a safe is cheap. Set spending policies. Safe for vault funds. Small hot wallet for daily use. Step 7. Optional risk transfer. For well-known protocols, consider Nexus Mutual for smart contract cover. It won't fix human error, but it can offset tail risks. Let's talk about the mistakes that cost people money. 1. Blind signing. If your wallet can't simulate outcomes or the sim looks weird, don't sign. 2. Unlimited approvals. Approve only what you need, then revoke later. 3. Phishing. Type URLs or use bookmarks. Wallet Guard helps, but habits matter. Support won't DM you first. 4. Unknown bridges. Use reputable, audited bridges with a track record. 5. Skipping test transactions. A $5 test send is the cheapest insurance you'll ever buy. Performance quick hits from my tests. CoSwap's intent-based routing often beats single DEX routes on net outcome, especially for larger or volatile trades, with protection from sandwich attacks and no gas on failed orders. Across was consistently fast with transparent fees. Rabi's simulations matched real outcomes, and its alerts saved me from sketchy contracts. Timing and costs. Chains are busiest when markets move. Do revokes, deployments, and housekeeping during off-peak hours. Weekends, early Sundays are usually cheapest. Keep a small buffer of native gas tokens on each chain you use so you can always transact, especially to revoke a bad approval. Taxes? Start a simple system now. Export on-ramp statements regularly. Keep a log of bridges and swaps. Tag transfers between your own wallets so your tax tool doesn't mark them as sales. Use Coinly, CoinTracker, TokenTax, or a spreadsheet. Consistency is everything. In the U.S., every swap is potentially taxable. Capture the data as you go. Here's a tidy 7-day starter plan. Day 1. Install WalletGuard and Rabi. Turn on simulations and warnings. Create a fresh wallet dedicated to DeFi. Day 2. On-ramp a small amount of USDC via a regulated exchange. Withdraw to Base or Arbitrum. Do a $10 test first. Confirm, then move the rest. Day 3. Do a small swap on CoSwap. Approve only what you need. Verify the simulation. Complete the trade. Day 4. Bridge a small amount with Across to another L2. Confirm destination chain and address. Save the transaction hash. Day 5. Visit revoke.cash. Review allowances and revoke what you don't need. Day 6. Write your safety checklist. Verify URLs. Simulate every transaction. Approve only required amounts. Test send first, revoke monthly. Add a calendar reminder for the first Sunday each month. Day 7. If your balance justifies it, order a hardware wallet and plan a safe multi-sig for vault funds. Practice a tiny recovery drill so you know you can restore. If you like extra guardrails, consider Nexus Mutual Cover on the protocols you use most. If you manage a team treasury, prioritize getting a safe with clear roles and spending policies. The bigger point, most DeFi losses are preventable. This stack creates layered safety nets that catch mistakes before they get expensive. You don't need to be perfect, just consistent with a few habits and the right defaults. Final rapid-fire reminders. Start on an L2 to keep gas costs tiny. Always simulate before you sign. Approve only what you need. Bridge with Across or another reputable option. Revoke monthly. Keep your seed phrase offline and never share it. Use a hardware wallet and a safe as your balance grows. Track taxes now, not later. When in doubt, send a small test first. That single habit has saved me more money than any yield strategy. If this was helpful, share it with a friend who's dipping their toes into DeFi. Stay safe out there, and I'll catch you in the next one.